President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, now with some warnings for us. Steve, good morning. Let's talk first about that AT&T data breach. What do we have to know about this? Do we have to take any action? Because this affected so many people.
Yes, it has, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me on today. Really, the data breach affected all the cell phone users between May 1st and October 31st of 2022. So it's a lot of individuals with text messages as well. They're not really completely sure what it was exposed. It does contain files of customers' calls and text interactions. But the AT&T is working with the law enforcement as well. But AT&T has notified you for your protection, what to do, you know, to get the credit monitoring services if needed. And please don't fall for any text that come in saying, we can help you with this breach, or we have information, or we need your credit card number, your account number, because those are going to be scammers. We're going to try to take advantage of the situation, Bob.
What about that hack where they say 10 billion passwords were leaked? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a recent hack out there that you say like 10 billion passwords were leaked, and really the largest of all times. So your passwords are all out there on the dark web, unfortunately, and you're not sure if your password is going to be in that leak or not. So it's important for consumers to always change their passwords and reset it to unique passwords that are not, you know, reused in multiple situations. So in essence, don't use the same password all over, because once they have your password, they could try logging into different accounts as well. Mm-hmm. And always use multi-factor authentication, which is enhanced security by requiring additional verification beyond a password. So it's like a two-factor. So it asks you additional questions. That's so important to change your passwords, Bob, and to make sure you don't use the same one.
Yeah, especially important now, apparently. The wild weather we have had here lately has created a perfect storm for scammers. What are they up to?
What happens all the time, Bob, unfortunately, with the storms that hit this area, the storm chasers follow. They always prey on, you know, homeowners in this time of their need. And unfortunately, we're hearing a lot of calls from consumers at the Better Business Bureau who need help, but I can't find the help. So unfortunately, they're just going, anybody knocks at their door, which is never a good thing to do, because sometimes these are fly-by-night contractors. Regardless of who comes to your door, they may be a good, great contractor, but you still got to do the research, Bob. And that's where consumers don't do their due diligence and check out these companies. And you can find businesses you can trust at the BBB website as well. So if you need a contractor or waterproof or whatever it may be. But please stay away from those high-pressure sales and make sure you get a contract from these people and get everything in writing.
This has been a busy week on Amazon with the Prime Days, and there's a surge in fraudulent activities connected with this. What's going on here?
Well, yeah, Prime Day has ended, Bob, but the scams don't go away with Prime Day. So now they'll be sending texts and emails out basically saying that something is wrong with your order or something is wrong with your Prime membership and you need to click here or we need your account number or password or something like that. So please just deal with Amazon directly. Go to their website directly. Never click on emails or texts saying something's wrong with your account, or that you just bought something on Prime membership and they want you bought this TV, and if it's not you, click here. And unfortunately, people fall for that because they get scared. They thought they bought a TV when actually it's just a scammer.
The back-to-school scams and spams have started already, haven't they?
They have, Bob. They never cease to amaze us. But it's usually a short window for parents between vacations and jobs to get the needed items for the children. And unfortunately, sometimes they wait to the last minute and try to go online and get great deals. And sometimes the scammers, you know, have those great deals as well to try to steal your information or steal your money in some way. So be careful of any of those, you know, fraudulent offers seem too good to be true. And, you know, there's a lot of money spent, about $81 billion, according to the National Retail Federation, for back-to-school items. So the scammers always go where the money's at. So research, you know, the big ticket items, the companies you're buying from, and make sure you use your credit card and shop early, Bob. That's so important. Don't wait till the last minute.
More information at the Better Business Bureau website, bbb.org. And also you can find out about the 2024 Torch Awards. And let's see, you've got information posted about that right now, don't you, Steve?
We do at bbb.org/Chicago Buzz, but it's our award, our highest award for business ethics that we present to 10 companies a year. So if you know of a great company they do great business and you want to nominate them for the Torch Awards, please come to Better Business Bureau and nominate them.
Yeah, as you point out many times, you talk about the bad business operators, but we also want to highlight the good ones, don't we?
We do, Bob. There's so many times we talk about the bad businesses, but we, as we know, there's so many great businesses out there, family businesses, large businesses, and we want to showcase them and cast a spotlight on them, mm-hmm. show that they're ethical businesses, and that's why we created the Better Business Bureau Torch Awards. So please nominate a company.
Yeah, and then we patronize those folks. Steve, thank you. Sure. Have a good week. Talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.